Well, it's recently been sold. We've sold it to a company called the Erb Group. They're a South London property developer, and this is their first development in Worthing. And they've identified it as an excellent opportunity, and they're going to convert it into 40 apartments.
And these would be for first-time buyers.
That's the idea. They're going to be particularly aimed at that market. We've dealt with lots of development in Worthing. It's nice to have something that's actually pitched to that level that's affordable, and hopefully the uptake will be good because that part of the market's really busy.
What's the need like in Worthing for first-time buyers?
It's really busy for first-time buyers. I mean, unfortunately, in some cases, depends on whether you're the seller or the buyer, but we're actually having open houses for a lot of the properties, and numerous offers are coming in, which, if you're a buyer, is pretty tough because you go along, fall in love with something, and then somebody else pips you the post. So this way, there'll be 40 apartments available, and hopefully enough choice for everybody to buy one.
And do the developers already have planning permission for this?
Plan permission's already done. They're on site. They're developing. We're already giving them advice now on things like specification and kitchens. And the best thing about it being a tall building, they've got the most amazing views. Some of them we actually see the sea.
How long has it been empty?
The building's been empty for about 3 years, as probably most people know. It used to be occupied by Lloyds. It was then sold to another company, and our clients bought it, obtained the planning condition development that was made, which everybody knows about. And then, as I say, we identified that maybe conversion was better. They've got some great plans. There'll be some changes to the exterior of the building in terms of changing some of the exterior cladding and things. Obviously, new windows, new roof. But there's some great ideas internally. This company has done a lot of conversions up in London, and so really understand the market. So that'd be exciting for Worthing and something new and fresh.
What about previous plans? They were going to do a retail development and apartments.
Well, they were going to build 120 brand new flats and a retail park there. Just the economics and the cost of building it just didn't make sense, and so we had a long, hard look. And whilst that would have been nice to have happened, it just didn't make economic sense, and we couldn't generate enough money for the site for our clients. So we had a fresh look at it. At least there's something happening. The building's on site, and we hope the occupation of the first units will be towards Christmas.
What will happen to that adjacent building then?
Well, we're now in talks with our clients. That building will be knocked down in the next few weeks, and a planning application will be made, we think, for between about 40 and 50 residential homes, again for first and second time buyers. I mean, being close to the station at Durrington, a lot of people are going to be drawn there that are going to work in Brighton and Hayward Heath and those sorts of places. So it's a great spot. It's just good to see something worthy. I mean, I think people are used to seeing a lot of upmarket development on Worthing seafront and lots of things that are very expensive. And from my point of view, it's nice and fresh to see something that's pointed at first-time buyers and affordable, and hopefully it'll have a good uptake.